You know, we're talking about an oil spill here in the Gulf, but you know, there's this other spill going on, which is that we're adding. Last year, we put 19 billion additional tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and the year before that, we did a similar amount. And the year before that, we did a similar amount, and this year, we're on pace to do a similar amount. Actually, it increases each year. We're headed towards 20 billion tons, but the point is that we're adding all this heat trapping gas to our atmosphere, and it takes quite a long time, hundreds of years, if not thousands, to purge the atmosphere of this additional carbon dioxide. So we've been altering the chemistry of our atmosphere in such a way that it is causing a very dramatic, if you look at it on a time scale, very dramatic increase in temperature, and that has had a profound impact on profound impacts on important ecological systems, and certainly based on the scientists' best estimates, you know, we're headed to lose 30 to 39% of the species on the planet over the next 40 years if we don't change our behavior. So, you know, it's not, you know, it sounds dire, it sounds outrageous, but in fact, it's you know, it is mainstream science, and it's in the mid range of science expectations.
Okay. You write about natural feedbacks in your book. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what these are and why we ought to be concerned with them? In your book, you talk about a recent trip you made, I guess, to Greenland. And if I remember correctly, Iceland is green and Greenland is ice, right? So what did you see there?
Well, you know, first of all, starting with the Greenland trip, you know, we're seeing a rapid increase in ice melting in Greenland, and it's an area that's about 2 miles thick in ice, you know. So if, mm-hmm. if you go to the upper surface of, you know, 80%+ of Greenland is solid ice. And that ice is melting at a significant pace. In fact, Greenland itself has added Nile 2 and onward to 3 new Nile rivers to the ocean. So the equivalent of flow from the Nile River is going in, you know, coming in from Greenland. So as I describe in my book, what happens in Greenland will not stay in Greenland. It will affect, you know, island nations. It will affect mega deltas like the coastal Louisiana. It will affect you know, if you increase the sea level by, you know, 1 meter, you're going to displace about 100 million people on the planet.
So, 100 million people.
Yeah. So, you know, we're really talking about, and I should also say that our military has cautioned and through several reports warning us that that this type of climate change will, in fact, destabilize the world and will cause a lot more strife and difficulty as people are pushed out of their homelands.
That's right. Well, of course. It also could be the precursor to a war. I mean, wars are fought when people begin to get hungry, when people begin to get displaced and don't have land. Wars have been fought over water, and future wars certainly will be. All kinds of things will begin to happen. Well, no, correct that. They're already happening. These things are already occurring. We're in the middle of it right now, and one has to wonder where it becomes too late to turn back.